Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I don't know if anybody's even hearing this, for that matter. Looks like Rumble's having a meltdown right now. Supposedly Crowder can't get on, we can't get on.
Yeah, you want to just go live on YouTube right now?
Yeah, let's go, bud.
Okay, let me set it up.
Ah. We were supposed to go live on Rizumble, but Rumble's locked up right now. Even Crowder can't go on, and he's the king. Crowder, Russell Brand, Dan Bonagino. So we'll use the old trusty YouTube, Facebook fallback on Willie. We should be live and kicking here soon. I think it's just one or two buttons. Blitz has to. It all goes to the same deal, and then Blitz just figures out where it goes. That makes sense. It all goes to the same deal. Blitz figures out where it needs to go.
All right, we're super live.
Oh, Lummy, I'm looking at my YouTube, and it said Tom Brady is coming to Boulder to help Shedeur Sanders.
When are you going to Boulder?
Oh, really?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't
know. I know you don't know.
Hold on. Is this? No, we can't. Can we play? Do we get in trouble for this?
What is it?
It says, one interesting thing Shedeur Sanders said after practice on Sunday is that he's slated to work with legendary NFL quarterback Tom Brady this offseason while at Jackson State. Shedeur signed an NIL deal with Brady Brand in October. This was released, I think, maybe just a few minutes ago. It's on Primetime to Colorado.
Yeah, it says after the spring game that he would he'd be working with Brady.
Supposedly, there's a bunch of I think there's like a Bubba Army. Like Wizzy or somebody was talking about how they might go to the spring game.
Oh, really?
Has anybody heard about that?
Mm-mm.
No.
And then hold on, Lummy. I was looking at YouTube earlier, and it's not on now, but it was, and it's so impressive. It was Dion in the weight room and Bucky, his oldest son, which used to be like a cornerback or a wide receiver for SMU. And now he does all of Dion's social media.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the weight room. And so this guy's probably 25, 26, still in pretty good shape. And they're in the weight room. Let me see. Dion weight room. Here we go. And so Bucky, I was just watching this. I don't know if I can find it. Fuck. And Bucky and this other dude are like doing like kind of doing like a competition kind of deal.
Squats?
No, like a bench press deal.
Okay.
And they challenge Dion, you know, who's 55 years old?
Something like that.
And he gets, and it's two, and let me, I think it's 245.
Okay.
See if he can find it for me. I think Dion challenges Bucky challenges weight room. I just watched it, and all the pages that are coming up are not the ones I just watched. I knew I should have saved it. Fuck. It's a bench press. It's straight bench press. How did you get it, buddy?
Let me Bing.
Let me Bing.
If this is it.
Yes, this is it.
Let me Bing.
This is watch. So I may not even play the video. I might even play the audio on it, Blitz, because that could be potentially a problem. So
yeah, you should be all right, though.
So they're in a weight room. I can see why Dion went to Colorado. The facilities alone. Like, look at the weight room goes out into a practice field that's just all turf. Like, you know what I'm saying, Lummy?
Yes,
like,
it looks very nice.
Like, they don't have anything like this at USF, and if they ever do get anything like this at USF, it's going to be 5 years away.
Oh, no, they already built an indoor facility with the weight room.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I thought USF had a really nice one.
They just built it. It's brand new.
But it's not like Colorado.
They're probably
indoor.
I mean,
their facility is not nearly. It can't be. These are the former national champions in 1990, and I mean, I think their stadium holds 72,000.
Yes, yeah, it's probably not as big or as good, but yeah, they have something right. Similar.
So hold on here.
Yeah, 10 is this Latrice.
Yeah,
10's got me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so this is 245. Now, this is Bucky, and Bucky should be pretty strong. He should be pretty strong. Watch Bucky. I think Bucky completely fucking plants it. Ready?
Oh, no way. Oh, wow.
All right, so now this guy gets on there. And he, hold on, here we go. So this guy gets on here, and he's getting ready to do it. I think he does like five. One, two, three, four. He does four. So watch old ass Dion.
Old ass.
Well, check us out. Hey, Dion. Dion rolls, and by the way, Anna, he rolls around on a Segway on a because
the toe
because
game?
Yeah, because he really can't walk that well, so he segways everywhere.
Yeah.
Now look, he hasn't warmed up. He's got his fucking winter jacket
and
on.
The glasses.
He's got look.
And the gold on his.
Yeah, yeah. Now this just shows you, Lummy. I mean, he might have been a DB in the league and shit, and you know, but just how much? I guess if you're that elite. How good you really... What? Watch him fucking smoke this. 245.
How tall is Dion?
6'1".
Okay.
No, I don't like no help.
All right, go ahead.
I'm telling you, bro.
No, hold on.
That's a lot of weight, too.
Yeah, and you know, Blitz, I've not seen a camera cutaway where they dummied it up. Like, it's been on him the entire time. I was trying to think, well, how could they have fucking, you know, put, like, some styrofoam weights on there?
They have fake weights that look
right.
100% real now.
Right. But, I mean, this is the same weight that everybody, like, they've not done any slide. I've watched it completion.
Hey, let me just see what it is. Okay. You two are, man.
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me. Dion talks so urban sometimes. He really does. Sometimes I can't even understand him. Two, three,
and he's making that look easy.
Four,
yeah,
five. He watches. How many more? Keep going.
Okay, I stopped.
Is that not cool?
That's like what 240 or something?
245.
Okay.
245.
Yeah.
Again, you know, just look like this.
Now, I think
that's a lot of weight.
That is
warm up in a jacket like that.
To rip off five, just boom. I couldn't do that.
No, me either.
So hold on.
Me neither.
Now look at Lana. Then he scoots away. Look. and he's always got his dog. Look.
Give me a month.
They don't have facilities like this, do they, Lummy, at USF?
I mean, no, not as big and nice.
Month. I'll be back.
So
I'm actually cutting weight right now, so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they don't have shit like this, do they? Let me, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they, it's just not as, it's not as big. But yeah, they have, you know, similar. I mean, they are Division I, at least.
Yeah, but I mean, they're shitty.
Luke,
you
the best one.
Yeah.
Dion's always got this fucking dog with him, too. So anyway, that's my Dion. That's my Dion video, and I'm sticking with it.
Do it.
Now, Blitz, it said that we may have just started something on Rumble.
We're live on Rumble, but they're still having a lot of issues.
Yeah.
So
we're live on Rumble, but they're having a lot of issues.
We got issues, so it's all good.
We got issues.
Tons of issues.
Remember earlier we were talking about, like, hey, there's no one that has, like, a car dealership that talks shit about their cars?
Yeah.
There is a guy.
And then you're like, I'll tell you a guy on the after show, Willie.
Yeah. This is his TikTok.
And what does he do? Just talk shit?
Yeah.
All right, hold on here. Let me put it over
so,
here.
I think it's Instagram, actually. It might be a little better, but whatever.
Just him right here?
Yeah, and some of these are just like him talking. They're not as good.
Look, Tree Man, I do apologize if me hitting
that one's not as good.
Slapping or
the next one
driving aggressive.
This is what most of his videos
day,
are.
Beautiful day at Yaden's Auto Sales.
Now, that's actually a nice car. A lot of times he sells like shit.
There seems to be some kind of discrepancy where people think I want fucking trash and floor nice fucking cars. Let me start right here. I could give the most slightest single solitary fuck what it is. I'm going to dog the fuck out of it because these are my fucking cars. And if you don't like it, you can suck my ass. What's up, motherfuckers? Beautiful day to you here at Yaden's Auto Sales.
It's a real place, by the way.
Coats, it's colder than a fucking witch's titty. Speaking of cold, check out this cold motherfucker. 21 model Premier, 29,000 miles on this hunk of shit. Got the fucking black slick back fucking leather. You got them fucking... you ain't got no fucking DVD players, but let's face it, I don't know a motherfucker smart enough that can work them things. Panoramic sunroof, third row, rear captain chairs, heated fucking pussy warmers, baby. You got the fucking automatic trunk opener, whatever you call that fucking thing. I'm surprised it was actually unlocked. Black all. His parents must be so proud.
No, I don't know. I don't know what this one is, but it's with the smart car.
Oh, no. This.
I just sent it to you.
He has a smart car like I do.
Well, I think he's trying to sell it. Maybe I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
Hey, what's crack-a-lacking, you broke motherfuckers? give you a little update on the smart car raffle here.
Oh, okay.
We have raised over $7,000 fucking dollars. Maybe you motherfuckers ain't so broke after all. But anyway. Today's Thursday. We've got all day today, all day tomorrow, until 3 o'clock Saturday to double that. Now I got faith in you broke bitches now. So we've raised $7,000. I'd like to get 14, 15. So fucking get you fucking wallets out. Send us some fucking money. I will say this. It's easier if you can come in here and get a ticket and just pay cash for it. But we do accept PayPal and Cash App. Cash App is preferred. Because PayPal is taxing the fuck out of me, and where I've collected so much money, they've got a shit ton of it on hold. So I'd like to get it as quick as possible so we can give it to these people. 100% goes to the victims of the floods in Eastern Kentucky. Get you broke asses down here and buy a fucking...
All right, I gotta be honest with you. This guy probably kills it.
Wait, actually, you know where he kills it? It's selling fucking shirts and merch.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, here's one I just randomly found.
Okay.
Of maybe a Corvette. I thought, well, no, I guess
no,
it's King
Ram.
Crack a lacking, you broke motherfuckers. It's a beautiful fucking day here at Yaden's Auto.
The one I just sent you is of a cop car, a Crown Vic.
I didn't get it.
Hold on, I'll resend it. All right. That one.
I practically have a used car sales
you do.
At my place.
What a beautiful day at Yaden's Auto.
There you go.
Heat of Potomac.
Put your motherfucking hands in there! And wave them like you just don't care. What's cracking like you broke motherfuckers? Boy, do I have a car for all you dickheads and dipshits alike. Were you too fucking fat and lazy to make it to the PT test and still want to be a cop? No hate though, because I'm fat too. Well, I've got the perfect piece of fucking shit for you. 09 Crown Vic. Got all the fucking lights and full bars and a big old CB radio that does not fucking work, thank God. Big old bull bar up here. With the yellow lights, because you can't run blue and red, because you ain't a real fucking cop. You're just a dickhead with a Crown Vic. Like on white piece of shit, looks like my fucking 10-year-old painted it. What a hunk of garbage. Just a nasty motherfucker. Would you look at this thing? I mean,
that's a nice mirror, though.
Shut the fuck up. 1625 South Main Street. Give us a call, 877-289. Six, motherfucker.
He's like the Kenny Powers,
yes,
of used car
sales. Like, it's real. He's got like those cars really are for sale, and that really is his car lot.
And is he killing it?
Yeah,
I bet. And you say he's killing it, you know, on
merch and his TikTok and Instagram and all that,
and all the good shit.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like, it's funny.
Yeah,
but he talks shit about all his cars.
These things suck.
Yeah.
I gotta do my Crown Vic. I got Lummy, when I do a big burnout, I know that you got me a tire, but is Rick still work at SOS and will he put another one on for me?
He still does work at SOS, yes.
Because remember he stole my four.
Well, someone took them, but yes.
Remember I had four bald ones.
Yes.
And I'm like, let me just take these back, you know, to the compound, to the Bubba White Trash Compound, which that's what we should call this place.
That's what I call it.
Yeah, Bubba's White Trash Compound. Shatter your dreams. and I wanted to bring it back to my Bubba White Trash Compound with a car lift and an oil change station, two goats, a cop car, a smart car, an F-350, an F-150 that's covered, a race car, a merchandise trailer, a basketball hoop, and maybe one of these days a fucking pickleball court.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
I sent you some information about a new pickleball facility in St. Pete.
That. I sent it to Larry Plummer because they're doing pickleball. They did a couple pickleball courts in Warsaw, Indiana. And there were a couple assholes in the community who were like, these regulation pickleball courts are supposed to have 5'3" in between, and he's only got 5 foot. And Larry's like, this isn't a competition court. It's recreation, you stupid
Well, remember that phone call we had the other day? And then I jumped on, and then a few minutes later you got on?
Yeah.
Before you got on, they were all talking about pickleball.
And you guys took a shit on it.
Not me.
And you don't realize, man, pickleball is fun as fuck.
I had your back,
Have you ever played?
Yes, I have. Remember I went through and said that I played with Nikki's dad back in the day?
Oh,
He's
back
got their
the
whole
day.
Pickleball setup.
No, I know I got the setup. I just didn't know if you used it yet.
Pickleball is fun as fuck. What's that, Lummy?
Hillsborough County, because my buddy runs the park department. They have a lot of facilities now, but he says they're building like 2 to 3 standalone pickleball in Tampa area, in the Hillsborough County area.
Yeah.
The city is so big that the courts are so packed.
I think they're going to make it, and if I vision it correctly, they're going to, you know how they have Top Golf?
Yes.
How they have taken golf and then wrapped golf around an entertainment place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to do the same to pickleball.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
On a much smaller scale.
They're opening a new Top Golf in Feather Sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, before everybody in Pinellas County had to go over to Brandon.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, maybe when they open it, we should go play.
Oh, that's
Top Golf is awesome.
Fucking kill it. Even if you don't like golf, just the vibe of Top Golf.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And their service is great. Their food is great.
Yeah.
What's that thing that Tiger Woods just opened up?
Pop-up golf.
Pop-up golf,
yeah,
or something
pop-up
like
golf.
Is that?
It's busy as fuck. Good luck getting a place.
It's like a putt-putt place, but it's like cool. Full
greens, big screen TVs.
It does look cool as shit.
But it's busy as fuck. That's all the pickleball courses around here now. But they're building 3 big-ass facilities around Hillsborough County.
Well, let me rank. We live... So the nearest one we have would be here.
Yep, HEC.
I don't think it's open to the public, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I think there's some at Julian B. Lane, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Hold on, let me see. Did you send me... this is the...
pickleball.
Where's Julian B. Lane?
The one
by UT.
Just north of UT?
Right there, by your Tampa.
Right here. There's left. Madison Street.
Right there.
There's Julie B. Lane.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, my apartment was like literally fucking almost within walking distance of this.
Yeah, HEC is open to the public.
I'll tell you, another pickleball court is the the Hyatt over there across by Rocky Point.
Oh, those are pickleball?
Well, they've taken 2 of their tennis courts and made them into pickleballs.
Oh, okay.
And nobody are there during the day. And I'm thinking when Merch Trick and I drive our e-bikes around that deal,
mm-hmm.
there's nobody ever there.
I bet.
I mean, like, I don't think people that are staying at a hotel... do much during the day.
Well, there's like a resort type of deal over there somewhere.
Right. It's a little bit west of that.
No, I know where it's at because they have lights. And like
right.
when I used to drive that way in the morning coming into work, like sometimes those lights were still on and they're bright as hell.
Yeah, they're LED willies.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
But anyway, like if you are not a guest of the Hyatt and you go to play, will they run you off?
Yeah, but who cares?
I gotta think you can get a few games in, right?
Yeah, exactly. Those ones.
And if you're there by yourself and not causing any problems, man, they might not say anything.
Yeah. Would you play the name game if you're me?
Oh yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I'm about. What you should do is you call the Hyatt and you ask who the general manager is. And you don't even need to talk to him. You just find out the name.
Mm.
And then you're out there playing me and the Merch Crick, and some fucking security guard comes out and says, hey, I'm like, hey, listen, buddy. I'm Bubba the Love Sponge, and Jim, the general, let's say his name's Jim. Of course, Jim, the general manager, just makes sense.
Paul is the general manager.
Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, the general manager, said during the day, as long as there isn't anybody playing here, that I could play. But if I'll certainly leave. It's not a big deal. But Paul said it was okay. Man, you don't think that motherfucking security guard who's 900th on the fucking rung of ladders would be like...
He'll back on down.
Oh, Paul, yeah.
They'll probably ask you if you need help.
One time, listen to this.
Listen.
I got a story. I was in Warsaw. I was a kid in Warsaw, Indiana, and the big, big, big employer of Warsaw, Indiana, and still is Zimmer. It's owned by Johnson & Johnson. At the time, it was owned by Bristol-Myers Squibb, and it's a medical device. Warsaw, Indiana is the medical device capital of the world. Watch.
Yeah, no, it is.
Hey, Alexa, what is the medical device capital of the world?
From artvoice.com, California is ranked top in the medical device industry and has shown remarkable growth since 2015.
Fucking bitch. It's not what your post is saying.
We've asked her before, and she said it was.
Yeah. Hey, Alexa, what city in Indiana is recognized as the orthopedic capital of the world?
From tradeandindustrydev.com, the city of Warsaw is known as the orthopedic capital of the world, and the Indianapolis metropolitan area is a leader in medical diagnostics.
All right, so anyway, little stupid-ass Warsaw, Indiana is known, it really is, it's known as the orthopedic capital of the world, where they make hips and, you know, all the medical hardware that grandma and grandpa need for from hips to knees to shoulders to elbow, all the shit they make.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zimmer is the biggest slinging dick of all of them. And so they always had the nicest of stuff. Well, my stepdad, God bless his little soul, RIP Jeff, was an engineer, vice president at Zimmer.
Right.
But he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't like a big slinging dick. He had his own department. And by the way, he was the head of the packaging department. So like, and more specifically, Blitz, Jeff was specifically the head of sterilized packaging.
Okay.
So that's what he was the head of that group. And there was probably like maybe 20, 30 guys or people, women, men and women that reported under him. And then he reported to a guy named Dan Osbeck. And then Dan Osbeck reported to another guy. They reported to another guy that then reported to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forgot. But I knew who the president's name was, but I don't know. I can't remember it now. I think his name was Tom. And I knew his last name, too. So me and Larry Plummer and the Moore boys, we're trying to find a ball field to play, you know, baseball. Well, the ball field by my house, Boggs, you know, Blitz, that's where the Little League facility was, and they locked that during the day. You know, like, you just couldn't go out there and play ball. They locked it, and then they unlocked it, you know, about an hour before, you know, the kids were to play, so you could get out there and start. But they locked it. And it was mostly because it was ran by the city, and they didn't want people twisting their ankles, and, you know, they didn't want to be liable for any kids getting hurt on the ball fields. So Zimmer had this badass ball field that was perfectly groomed, and it's where the Zimmer Softball League played. You know, Zimmer is so big that they had their own softball league. So I tell Larry Plummer, I go, hey, fucking all we got to do is hop the fence at Zimmer, and we'll just go play at Zimmer's. There's nobody ever out there during the day. They had lights and dugouts and water fountains and every and let me. They even had, you know, infield grass.
Oh,
like
nice.
Not you know, like most
softball fields are all dirt.
Right. They had infield grass and bags, and it was the fucking best of best. So we're out there playing. Sure enough, here comes this fucking Johnny security guard in a fucking golf cart. He's like, you guys got to get out of here. And I go, well, I don't think so. And he goes, what do you mean you don't think so? I go, well, I got special permission. And let's call the guy Tom Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tom Jones.
My dad works here, and I just spoke with Tom Jones a couple days ago, and he said anytime that I wanted to come here, I didn't have any problems since my dad's a vice president of he's like, oh. And then he goes, do you want me to get the grounds guy to roll the field for you? And I go, no, we don't. Because I thought at that point I'd be like maybe pushing it.
Yeah.
Right. So we started playing there. And then about after four or five times of playing there, Eddie, we're at dinner one night at eating dinner. And Eddie goes, hey, have you been playing ball at the ball field at Zimmer? And I go, yeah, it's been going great. And he goes, yeah, you might want to not do that anymore. Because it's starting to work its way up the chain. And Dan Osbeck heard about it, and he said he's going to put a stop to it. But it was eventually working its way up to the president's chain, you know, to see if he'd approve it. And Dan Osbeck stopped it for me, and it didn't go any higher. But nonetheless, I didn't. We got about four or five good sessions out of it.
Nice.
But, Anna, you and Blitz have not played pickleball.
No.
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, you would like it.
You would.
You, Lummy, very rarely do you and I agree on anything. What? You would love it.
He always agrees with you.
Yeah, but realistically,
no,
realistically,
it is,
and it's the fastest growing sport. They have 4.8. They have a.
Oh, really? It's the fastest growing sport.
It is.
Yeah. Anna, quit being a condescending
bitch. Playing long darts, blindfold, best game ever.
They got a major league pickleball.
Yeah, but you're right. Playing long darts, blindfold is the best game ever.
They got a major league pickleball. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, LeBron James.
Listen, I believe you. I know a lot of people that play, and they have a great time. And they also have hip replacements. But, hey, it's cool.
If LeBron
it's a young
plays,
person's
man,
game.
That's...
No, it's a young person game. Look at it. It's a professional league right here.
Anna, I very rarely challenge you. I usually just lay down to your condescending bullshit. Yeah. I do. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude.
But I'm telling you, and if you were to be true to the game,
yeah.
Blitz will be honest. Blitz would play it, and if he liked it, he'd like it.
I would try it.
I will absolutely give it a shot.
He would be fine. No, but if you played it and you thought it was the shits, you'd say it was the shits.
Yes.
But if you played it and you thought and you got a remnants of cool, you're like, you know what? That's fucking not too bad.
I hope you proved me wrong.
And... You, on the other hand, you're just going to hate it just to be a condescending hating
That's
bitch.
That's not true.
No, she would give it a shot.
I'm open-minded.
I mean, are you willing to say when you're wrong? I am.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bubba, this is I think, last year's, like, semi-women's
yeah.
doubles.
Yeah.
There
now,
we go.
On.
Okay.
Now, hold
some
on,
bitches.
Anna.
Let's go.
Yeah, hold on, Anna. There's not any... there's not... Not all those bitches have hip replacements.
No, it's because
maybe
young person's sport.
No, that's pretty athletic. Look
like,
at them
I mean,
arms.
That girl's probably your age.
Yeah, I'd say about.
I'd say that girl's probably
same
your
build,
age.
Similar build.
Yep.
Small raisins.
Nice
shoulders.
Nice arms, nice shoulders. I haven't seen her donk, but I'm sure it's nice.
Probably great donk.
She's part of the New York Hustlers.
Yep.
Trying to get some play here. Here we go.
Let's go. In the kitchen, out the kitchen, or whatever the fuck. Rally scoring until they get to 18. Go, go, go! And there we have it. Aw. Riveting.
The New York Hustlers.
Fuck, if this is sports, yeah, I'd be down.
Now, here's the dudes.
And they're pretty good shape.
Yeah, we want to think that we're all that. These guys are in far better shape than any of us.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, but it's a lot of tennis players that... You know,
after they retire?
Well, no, they just didn't make it. You know, there's a lot of college tennis players.
Yeah, there's like guys that were ranked, 214th, and not everybody can be fetter.
Over the line. Mark it zero, dude.
Yeah, it's baby tennis. That's cute.
All right, hold on. It starts getting a little gray.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The strategy.
Oh, the strategy in every sport. Don't you have to bounce it? Oh, I guess not.
Hey, me and Lovey taking on Blitz and Anna.
Yeah.
Saying, hell yeah. The naysayers versus the sayers.
All right.
We kicked their ass and they're way better shape.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't like the game. Okay, here, all right. So here's couples, which, Anna, this, you know, like me and the merch crick could take on you and Blitz.
Perfect.
All right. And, yep. And Lummy, you bring Ash.
Yep.
Well, and then, Rhett.
All right.
Lummy, who would he bring?
Monique.
Monique, the
300-pound
black girl.
Yeah, she's good. Bring her pickleball.
Like, man, I ain't playing no motherfucking pickleball. What kind of pickles I like? A fried pickles at the State Fair.
Crack a sport.
I like fried pickles at the motherfucking State Fair, but I don't like pickleball.
Well, he can probably get her there by
fuck that, man. Pickles. I ain't playing no fucking pickleball.
Take me to IHOP immediately.
Pickle pizza.
Take me to motherfucking Popeyes. I need me some red beans and rice immediately. Motherfucker. Damn, dog. What the fuck a pickleball? You ain't seen no black people play pickleball. I get some basketball.
Some crack ass sport.
Some motherfucking basketball now.
Red ass hair. Take me some pickleball bullshit.
Red ass hair. Take me some motherfucking pickleball. You take me to the ball. Now I hoop like a motherfucker. My brothers used to hoop like a motherfucker. I hoop like a motherfucker. I post up like Charles Barkley and shit. But I, motherfucker, I ain't playing no pickleball and shit. Cracker ass motherfucker sport.
See Danny Dijay?
All right, there's Anna could never be that good.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying.
I'll whip all y'all's ass. All
right, whatever, bitch.
Have you ever played tennis, Anna?
Table.
Oh. Fuck yeah. Get us a goddamn pickleball court.
Pickleball.
Yeah, it's crowded too. Right.
I mean, if we could ever get on a bubble.
Yeah, pan out. The stands only hold like 15 people.
Hold on here. That is a guy. This guy real fucking
he's real serious about the pickles.
Yeah, this is the
pickleball.
This is the John McEnroe of pickleball.
He's gonna break his racket. Shit.
All right, hold on.
Oh god damn!
Yeah, hell
these
yeah.
Bitches are not
hell
playing.
Yeah. Hell yeah! Watch this ball. Watch this motherfucking ball.
Volley. Oh.
Ready? Ready? Boom.
Let's go, bitch.
Professional pickleball players can earn up to $200,000 a year.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
For real?
From prize payouts to endorsements and maybe coaching.
This guy. We got him. We all right. Shit. Get that next volley going. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Why do they call it pickleball again?
I don't know why they call it.
It's kind of jobs out the sport.
We should ask Alexa.
Hold on, Ray.
Oh! She's like, yeah, what the fuck is up? Let's go.
Hey, Alexa, why do they call it pickleball?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, Joel Pritchard's wife, Joan, started to call their game pickleball because the combination of different sports reminded me of the pickle boat in Crew where oarsmen were chosen from the leftovers of other boats. What? But according to Barney McCallum, they named the game after Pritchard's dog. Pickles. Did that answer your question?
Oh, that's cute. A fucking dog.
A game chase, after some guy's dog.
Who would chase the ball when they would play?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, I've played it. I've played
when
it.
When was the last game you played?
2017.
Okay.
And I've played it. And that was probably kind of early on this pickleball craze,
for sure,
right?
Man.
I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, back then. Yeah, that was.
If I would have kept with it, man.
Yeah, I didn't know about it then.
Yeah, but anyway, it was, I played it.
Yep.
And it's just enough stress to get you I mean, you get a pretty damn good workout.
Oh, no
it
doubt.
Says,
no
it
doubt.
Says 160-pound adult can burn up to 250 calories, and if it's an intense game, can burn up to 350 calories.
How long is a game?
30 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like walking.
But yeah, it's you know what, Blitz? It's probably would be the equivalent to a very fast-paced walk. To moderate, very slow jog. Because you get breaks and you get rest, but they're, you know, you're changing movements and
it's hit. It's hit cardio.
Yeah, it looks like something fun to do every now and then.
It's low impact. And it's hand-eye coordination. And it's really, it's pretty fucking fun. It
low
really
impact.
Is. It is low impact. It's considered low impact. That's why a lot of older people, it's kind of, well, you know, like high impact is, you know, like, where you have to run a long distance, like soccer or basketball or baseball, you know.
But the court is smaller, so there's less.
So it's lower. Right. It's low. The amount of ground you have to cover, is not unreasonable for an older person.
Gotcha.
You know, whereas like if you're in basketball, just running up and down the court one time,
grandma's
is a lot.
Exhausted.
Right.
After, yeah.
Football.
One dunk.
You know. You, yeah. Right. You know, baseball. Like baseball, grandma running to first fucking base.
Yeah.
It would be, you know.
No way.
But grandma, you know, covering a, you know, 7 by 7 foot square.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's side to side, Granny front to back. Granny can do that.
Yep. Even with a bum ass knee.
Yeah.
Yep.
We, and listen, next week, I got to look at my schedule, but one of these days, and I got to think during the day, Lummy, that like, you know, like at 11:30, these pickleball courts might be open. And
I
we
would think so.
And we would and we
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah, all the county ones are open.
And we, do you have paddles, Lummy?
No, I do not have paddles. I can get paddles, though.
I got two paddles.
I can I can get paddles from my buddy that works for the, you know, he does the park stuff. So I can borrow them.
He just steals them.
So at this point, we need a paddle from Blitz and Anna and a paddle for you and Ashley. We need four paddles because it looks like Rhett's not going to play because his African-American girlfriend isn't into it. I mean, right, Rhett?
Yeah,
if we're being honest.
Yeah, if we're
the,
being
the
honest.
Bigger black girls you date aren't into pickleball.
No, not at all. No. I've asked every single one.
So, I'd love for us to go out and play pickleball.
Sweet.
If it wasn't so expensive, I did talk to Mark Tate, the landlord, about. I said, "Hey, if I could get the didn't he say 10 grand, Lummy, the guy?
Yes.
Go shuck yourself. We pave, we seal.
Yes.
I said, would you and Pauly be willing to put up 10 grand to redo the front parking lot? He goes, it's something we could probably talk about. Hmm. So Blitz, I might be able to get the landlords.
Okay.
And at that point, the front is perfect for pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing we'd have to do is first of all, the back wall over there, that's a natural stop. It would stop the ball.
Sure.
We'd probably have to maybe get a little net to stop it from going all the way. That or just you know, make Blitz and Anna, who are the most in shape people, play that side.
Okay.
Because the ball will go. It will go clear to the wall.
To the windows of the wall.
I can see Mark Tate being a pickle. I mean, not Pauly, but maybe.
Not
know, Mark
Pauly.
Tate. Mark Tate
Pauly can't even pull
guy.
In the fucking building without crunching his truck, let alone playing fucking pickleball. Please.
But I can see Mark Tate being a pickleball guy.
Yeah,
maybe.
Me too.
Maybe. Him and Jeannie out here.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Tate just bought Tom Bean's cabin.
Oh, did he really?
In LJ. Yes.
Oh, dang.
Now, remember. Remember Tom bought 60 acres? Right?
Yeah, he's building a new place or something.
Right. Well, he sold his old place to Tate and Jeannie.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And his new place will be done in 2 years. I'm like, 2 years? So I can't go to, he goes, well, if Tate lets you, but Tate's going to Airbnb it.
There you go.
He makes he owns 4 condos on Madeira Beach, like the Treasure Island, Madeira mm-hmm. Beach, Sand Key area. I don't know where, but in that area. And he has 4 condos over there, Blitz, and they triple the mortgage.
Damn.
A month.
What Tom could get for his condo.
Oh. Well, that's almost too nice to let just fucking strangers drape right on through there. You know
but if
saying?
They're paying, I mean, if they're paying a
lot of money.
A premium?
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked Tom, why don't you Airbnb your condo? He's like, no way. I don't want strange people.
I wouldn't either, but I mean,
yeah.
Depends on the money.
I mean, Tate's like, we triple our mortgage a month.
Damn.
Triple. So let's say your mortgage is what, 3 grand? Mm-hmm. You know, 3-4. I mean, let's say 3 grand. That fucking thing's doing 9 to 10 grand a month. What are you putting 6 in your pocket?
That's awesome.
Paying three Jeez. With an Airbnb?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I guess it's pretty much, you know, once you sign up and shit, it pretty much runs itself, right?
If you got a crew that'll clean it and stuff.
Yeah, true. Is today the day that Trump's getting arrested, supposedly?
It was supposed to be yesterday.
Is it going to happen?
Supposedly, it's going to be like, he's going to be indicted and he's supposed to report to New York next week.
It seems like it's getting watered down more and more and more.
Yep. Oh, they want to keep eyes on it, so they make it more salacious.
Yeah, they want to hide what else is going on in the country, you know. Let's make sure this is out in front so no one else talks about anything else that's going on.
But here's what else is going on in the country, just so you know.
Are you going to send him the workout? Oh.
The pizza and What the fuck
corn
is that?
On the cob.
Oh, I like corns. I love corns on
is
the cob.
Is that little, really little
cheese? Hearty American-grown corn, ooey gooey cheese, and a tuli.
Hold on, I can't get me what? A corn. I can't get me a fucking fuck? Corn pizza
is
fast
enough.
Is
this for real?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Blitz, is this a rib or a shoot?
Well, they're promoting it as real. I don't think it is, but
you can't get that many corns on the cobs.
Well, hold on. It's not even that. They're giving it with a 2-liter bottle of butter.
Product availability dependent on hypothetical corn supply chain.
Right.
Introducing corn cob crust from Little Caesars, made with hearty American...
Hold on. For a minute, I was into it.
I know.
Like, I would buy this in a minute.
Grown corn, ooey gooey cheese, and a 2-liter bottle of liquefied butter. It's the crust the world craves. You're welcome, America.
Pizza. Pizza.
Now, is Little Caesars really... promoting this?
Yes, but I mean I do think it's a rib, but they are actually promoting it like
I mean, I like to call my nearest Little Caesars and ask, is a corn pizza available or not? Like, you know, can you get to corn pizzas?
Is it hot and ready?
Hey Alexa, what's the phone number to my nearest Caesars pizza?
Little Caesars.
The phone number for Little Caesars, located on North Armenia Avenue in Tampa, is 813-733-4248.
Thanks for calling Little Caesars. Did you know we deliver? Download our app or order online from LittleCaesars.com. Then customize your pizza. You can have it delivered or pick it up from our pizza portal in the store.
Just tell me when to order.
The easiest way to pizza just got easier.
Corn cob crust pizza.
Corn cob crust pizza.
Thank you for calling Little Caesars on Tampa Bay and Armenia. How can I help you?
Yeah, ma'am. This is Bubba. Can I order one of those corn cob crust pizzas I just saw on TV?
Corn cob crust. I don't know what that is.
It's a commercial that Little Caesars is playing. It's a pizza made out of corn cob crust. Like, I'm being for real. You can ask the manager or whatever, like, for real.
No, sir, we don't have anything like that.
But they're advertising it on TV.
I apologize. It's not so Little Caesars is a franchise.
Yeah.
It might be another franchise of ours, but this store is not carrying anything like that.
Can you ask anybody if they've heard of the corn cob crust pizza? Just because I know that
I'm the store manager here, we've had no information.
Wow. You know, I wish I maybe could potentially, you know what, maybe when you have some free time, I'm really not trying to be a smartass. Maybe when you have some free time, if you just go to YouTube and type in Little Caesars corn cob crust pizza, and you can see that, you know, it's obviously a joke from Little Caesars, but it's produced by Little Caesars, and it's little, I think they're, you know, obviously trying to be smart pants. But and I love Little Caesars. I love that heart attack deal that you guys used to make. But anyway, go to YouTube when you get some, you know, when you're off work, or whatever, and Google it. It's a thing. I think it might be kind of like a joke, but I was really wanting to order one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Here, I just pulled it up. So.
Yeah, see, this will validate that I'm not trying to be some wise ass.
I never thought you were.
Well,
I do see it.
See it?
Corn cob crust.
See?
Huh.
I'm not insane.
Well,
it's still 2 weeks from April Fool's unless I've time traveled. I'm just reading some of the comments.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You got both, and you're the manager.
I have not seen it. Yeah, I'm the store manager.
Have you ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah,
that's me.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How you doing? I know people. I know people hate me and everything. I'm a bad guy, but really, I'm a good.
Not.
I'm a good guy.
Of course.
But listen. The bottom line is, it must be, you know what, they're probably getting ready for April Fool's. It does kind of look like a delicious pizza.
with the 2-liter of butter?
Yeah, I'm from Indiana, and I was, you know, born and raised on corn, so I was, like, super excited.
Yeah, I love corn on the cob.
I do, too. I mean, Little Caesars, this started out as a joke, but we might want to think, I mean, you guys couldn't keep those in stock.
Of course, right.
It'd be kind of hard to make, though, having all those corn on the cob laying around.
It would be, it would be.
All right, listen.
But I'm going to send this to my boss and just see what he says, too.
Yeah, but you thought I was being a smartass, and I was really for real. All right, hey, listen, thank you. Nice talking to you.
You as well. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, thanks. How about that?
Pleasant.
Yeah, look at that.
It's all over like their Twitter and everything. Like they're posting all about it.
I sent you their corporate number thing that says call if you have any questions about it, but.
And he did.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It says call between the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Are we within those hours?
Yes.
Just a little
bit. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling the consumer help desk. Please press 1 for English. Para español, por favor, oprime el número 2. Please be advised, calls are recorded for quality assurance.
It actually says Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Because we're not in Standard Time right now.
Oh, it says EST.
They just hung up on me. Why would they? Did I do? I didn't even do anything wrong.
That's the other part of the rib.
You're right. They're right. You're right on that one.
Thank you for calling the consumer help desk. Please press 1. Please be advised, calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Please wait for the next available agent.
Oh, my favorite song.
Yeah, Voting Free.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have to listen to this for 20 minutes.
You probably got one person answering the phone.
Hello?
Hello. You're contacting Little Caesar.
Your phone's cutting out, ma'am. Are you there?
Nope. That's a big fat
note. I got to tell you. I got to tell you this. My dealings with Little Caesars, if you call the manager of your local store, great. Like that, she couldn't have been any nicer. Could she have not?
Yep.
She even went on her phone, looked it up. She knew who I was. She played along. I mean, like, I love her.
Corporate.
Corporate, on the other hand. Isn't corporate usually the one that sets the example and the local guy's a dick?
Yeah, the call was recorded, too.
Their phones are as good as their pizzas.
She sounded like a red.
I like their pizza.
That type of girl. So do I
do too.
Actually, their Detroit style is pretty good.
Their pizza's a lot better than.
It's real greasy, and I like it.
I like it.
It makes my poop real greasy.
Thank you for calling the consumer help desk. Please be advised, calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Please wait for the next available agent.
Like a Richard Marx song.
Thank you for calling the Caesars. Can I get the phone number on the order?
Yes, ma'am. I was just wanting to know about the new corn cob pizza that Little Caesars is advertising, and it said if there was any questions to call the consumer hotline, so I'm calling because I called my local Little Caesars, and they said they're not familiar with it, but Little Caesars is advertising it on YouTube, the corn cob pizza. Are you familiar with that?
I personally haven't heard of this, but I do. Maybe I could transfer you to a number that can assist.
Okay,
Rick, get on.
Yeah. So just one second, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, call this number.
You guys should be quiet because when they hear multiple voices, they know they're being fucked with.
Rhett wants her number.
So everybody, be quiet. I know, but everybody, be quiet when I'm on the phone because when they hear multiple. They know they're being ribbed. It's like Endless Summer Nights, the karaoke version.
We're going to get a copyright soundtrack on this song.
This is royalty free.
I hope it's royalty free.
I've heard this thing 10 times on YouTube Studios.
Yeah. Got a Christopher Cross feel.
DJ Hemsons.
Yeah. I'm vibing.
Anna's opening up with Friday night.
Fuck yeah.
When did they release that video?
What video?
The Little Caesars video.
Recently. Yeah, like within the past day. Oh.
I mean, we're hot on it, though.
The customer service didn't even know about it, that they told you to call the number to. Other Twitter.
Yeah. They tell you to call this number for any questions. And when you call the number, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, they have a serious communication breakdown, don't you think? You guys got a serious corporate communication breakdown.
On Monday, they promoted it, and on Tuesday, they released it. And then an hour ago, they put another video out about it.
All right, I can't sit here and wait for Latika to get Monica on the phone, and we can find out about this non-existent fucking corn cob Willie that doesn't exist.
Well, they're spending money on doing videos because I think I'm watching that video Blitz was talking about. Yeah,
on their Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. There is no such thing as a corn cob pizza. On Little Caesars.
Works for next.
No two liter bottle of butter.
We as a program do not participate in stupid ass April Fool's Day stuff. Okay. I hate radio shows that do that. We're oh my god, you know, Anna's pregnant. Zoinks, Phil, it's fucking New Year's, Christmas, whatever the fuck it is.
Happy New Year's.
See you later.